On behalf of the United Nations, I wish the people of Timor-Leste all the best for the election.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in a special message ahead of the March 17th presidential elections in Timor-Leste. Mr. Ban calls the vote a milestone in the country's consolidation of democracy.
But stability and democracy can never be taken for granted. They must be nurtured and protected. That is why I call on all citizens to ensure that the election is credible, transparent, and peaceful.
Timor-Leste will also hold parliamentary elections in late June. But before that, 13 candidates will vie for the presidency, including the incumbent José Ramos Horta.
The political situation in Timor-Leste in recent years has been remarkably free of tension. Ours is an open society. Transparency of our public life is a process that we set upon ourselves to promote and to deepen with the assistance of the international community.
A former Portuguese colony, Timor-Leste was annexed by Indonesia in 1975. The United Nations has had a presence there since 1999, shepherding the country to independence 3 years later. The current UN peacekeeping mission in Timor-Leste, known as UNMIT, is headed by Amira Haque. She explains the UN's involvement in the elections.
One is technical assistance to the electoral management bodies. I must emphasize that it is the national election management bodies who are managing the elections, and the United Nations role is increasingly smaller. We will also assist the national police in providing the security and environment within which the elections can be conducted. Thirdly, we will provide assistance in logistics. My colleagues tell me that during the last election, there were unforeseen rain and it was very difficult to get to some of the areas where the ballot boxes had to be collected, and that the UN mobilized everything from its own air resources to getting donkeys to bring the ballot boxes from some of the remote areas.
The UN peacekeeping mission in Timor-Leste will wind down its work this December. Ms. Haque expressed pride in the UN's role in accompanying the Timorese people on the road to becoming a resilient nation. Deanne Penn, United Nations Radio.